Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's modified travel ban has been implemented with little immediate protest as immigration lawyers gathering at U.S. airports to aid travelers. Masu Fouladi is with the Council on American Islamic Relations in Los Angeles.
All these refugees across the world who are living in war-torn countries, who really, as a last resort, are trying to get to a country for safety, and now we're discriminating against them, and we're making their lives even more difficult. We want to stand up for their rights and for all the other individuals who are seeking visas, who are trying to get into the country from this Muslim-majority countries.
U.S. activated the new rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. to be admitted into the country. 120-day ban on refugees and a yearly cap of 50,000 total refugees coming to the U.S. also went into effect. Any refugee can prove a relationship with a family member might be allowed into the country. President Trump says the U.S. has run out of patience with North Korea. His comment came during a meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House. Mr. Trump said, as well as President Moon, that they differ over exactly how much to pressure the North into giving up its weapons program. Both leaders also criticized each other's aspects of their defense cooperation, but they did present a united front. UN General Assembly voting to cut $600 million from their yearly $8 billion peacekeeping budget. The move comes amid pressure from the Trump administration, which contributes more than a quarter of the department's annual budget. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that he is proposing UN reforms, including peacekeeping.